So I wouldn't, at this stage, I wouldn't say I'm probably a fairly good rough guide to Irish fiddle playing, with an emphasis on the west of Ireland. But I wouldn't be. I'm ashamed when people refer to me as a Sligo fiddle player, because I don't think I am, really. Although it is the sort of basis of the music. But if I wanted people to hear Sligo music, I wouldn't say, well, you should listen to me. You know, I'd mention other people. Paddy Killoran is one of the guys I'd mentioned. He's a really good player, but he's not brilliant enough to be that individualistic. But he really captures the area style, and he plays really well. But Coleman, it's a bit like, I use this analogy sometimes, if you want someone to hear a typical blues player, you don't play him a Jimi Hendrix record, even though he's able to play the blues and did play the blues a lot of the time. It doesn't capture it.
It's too individual.
Yeah, and Coleman is like that. James Morrison is like that too. A lot of the great fiddle players, obviously they're great. What is it that's great about them? It's not that they're playing Sligo music that makes them great. It's they're so individual within their style. It's the ordinary Joe that you learn the music of the area from. The guy who doesn't really take it much further than what he hears from the guys next door.
Could each of you play a tune from two or three regions within the area to sort of, you know, carry?
Yeah, I'll have a try at it.
Quickly.
I don't know.
And then I don't know, what are the subcategories of contemporary?
Let's get real specific.
A lot of sliding notes, playing fairly slow. Gets a bit brisker, you know. It's more chip, 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 chip. You know, it's a bit more rhythmic and less of that. Canadian music and Scottish music,
New England too.
And New England,
yeah.
And the north of Ireland. I I see as being very similar.
Those are short strokes.
My, what, you know, the type of Irish music I play is closer, in my mind, to the old-timey music, I think, from the southern areas. But I don't know enough about old-timey music to be sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, one time when I was over there, we were listening to old recordings of the old guys who won all the applause like 50 years ago, and there's just like absolutely nothing that like it sounds today. It was really scratched. I mean, the guys who won, you know, were just like really scratched.
Yeah, but like, you know, the guys who went in for the competitions were usually no good. You know, the whole idea of going in for a competition was a bit weird.
Yeah.
And a lot of the good musicians wouldn't be bothered. They'd probably either be afraid or it just meant travelling. Like, I know some guys who are alive today. Well, one of them just died. But, you know, they're about 60, I suppose. They were born in the 20s. And about 1960, they were asked to go and play on the radio. And they were shocked. They couldn't, you know, it's so weird to be asked to go to Dublin and play on the radio. And like the reply they gave was, we can play here. We already play. You know? Thanks very much. We don't have to, you know, we're able to play anyway. You know, we don't have to go to Dublin to be able to play. We can do it here. And you know, they thought the people were taking pity on them and were giving them a chance to play. You know, they were giving them a chance to play on the radio, but it just, you know, they couldn't see any sense in it. Like, I mean, we're playing anyway, what's the point? So they thought it was for them. The radio people presented it to them like an opportunity for them to play. And they were saying, but, you know, we play every night, like, we don't need you radio people to enable us to play. And so, you know, the competition vibe is always a bit weird.
Yeah.
Pete, would you say that there's as much regional style in old-time music?
Up till recently, anyway, yeah. It's really getting homogenized.
Well, can you give us a lash? Can you do what I just did?
A couple of things, yeah. I defer to Jerry on West Virginia, though. I've got a better handle on that than I do. But the two most dramatic different styles, there are, I think the real syncopated Blue Ridge style, which Tommy Jarrell was the last and best known exponent of, and then the Kentucky, the quiet, smooth Kentucky style that I think has some ancestry in Scandinavian music. It seems like it to me, anyway. So that sounds like a. It's just real hard to be, I mean, I haven't been there and I haven't seen those guys play. It's all off of tapes and so forth, so it's harder for me to think that way. But it feels good when I get going on it. And I find sometimes now that I incorporate it because it works well real fast, so that if you're playing at a dance or something, it's easy to get into that. It's more relaxing than some of the real.
That's the music from Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it would. Yeah. Right. That's a Kentucky style. And then the syncopated stuff. Is that was a lot of bounce to it. And there's syncopation happening, you know, at the ends of phrases particularly, and jumping on the beginning of phrases, and that's, those are the two things that seem totally opposite from the whole feeling of the Kentucky style, which is very, it's rhythmic, but it's very smooth, and you would never jump on the beat, and you would never have a ba-ba-ba-ba at the end, like this stuff. So it's sort of, to me, they represent, I guess, opposite extremes of emotion expressed in American music, and like that.
How about contrasted society?
Oh yeah, which is real straight. That really, that Northern Ireland reminded me of that when you started doing single
bows.
Well,
that's bows, sort of my
your
impression of Northern
right.
Irish music. I can't play it properly.
There's probably something to that. I don't know. It would be just a real straight on. Real just downbeat all the time. Da 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 da. It's not da 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 like the southern, you know. You know, it's just that hop to it in southern fiddling. That's never played.
How about something like Mississippi stuff?
Mississippi stuff. Yeah, no tunes are coming to mind, but it's got that blues thing in it.
It's like a whole new style starting out now. You know, like Terry and Jeff and those guys. It's like they're bringing out a whole new style.
Yeah. It's based on that. She's talking about that sort of Caribbean old time style. It's just based on that. Did they play that over in what part of Ireland? It's based on that. That syncopation that Tommy Jarrell played and that Emmett Lundy played and some of those old guys from around Galax and the Blue Ridge area there. And it has a, you know, and they kind of, it's just an exaggerated form of that. So. When you slow way down, it really does sort of take on this Jamaican or Cuban flavor or something like that. If you did that same feeling with separate bows. Well, I don't know, I hear it in French Canadian too.
Yeah.
Where they rocked the bow over.
Yeah.
How about each of you playing the one that you've written?
That we've written?
I've only written one tune and it's not much. I tried to play it the other night and I couldn't play it. But I'd like to hear something with a blues influence in it.
Cajun.
If you
I can't play Cajun. It's pretty amazing to me that I was just listening to this tune one day, Granny Take a Look at Uncle Sam, and thinking it's so American, and then all of a sudden it flashed my mind that it was Farewell to Erin played 300 years later or something.
You know, also
Well, it's the same thing, you know, Granny Leaves Ireland and then Arrives in America.
The title.
And say hello to Uncle Sam. Say farewell to Ireland and hello to Uncle Sam.
Right.
That's probably the complete name of the tune. One hair survived over there,
yeah.
And the other side of
that
survived here.
That's why
tunes
have two parts.
Patsy Geary's.
Yellow Rose of Texas. Oh, yeah, right. You probably know that.
No, I remember
such
that.
Or the Chinese
Breakdown.
You've heard that too. Yellow Rose of Texas. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's good. Well,
so
I'll just play a snatch of this
right
one.
Here. Yeah.
Thank you. What was the name of the miracle one?
Granny, take a look at Uncle Sam.
It is. It's just like from one to the other. It's perfect.
And then what's it called in Ireland?
Farewell to Erin. Farewell to Ireland.
Isn't that strange?
Every goodbye.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks very much.
Maybe you can be continued on the workshop on Saturday.
Absolutely. Right. We'll get you to play some then.
I was just going to say that, yeah. It'd be great if we could.